All right, this is Lee Cantor with Stone Payton, another episode of Disruptive Healthcare. How you doing, Stone?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing well, but what a mess coming in this morning, huh? There must be something big going on this morning downtown.
Big downtown Atlanta, that's right. That's what's fun about working downtown. You never know what you're going to get.
That's a fact. So can we take this opportunity to welcome our new team member, Taylor Kelly, to the Business Radio X world? He's in the studio, but we're not letting him close to the buttons, I don't
not
think.
Not anywhere close to the microphone or a button.
But we're glad to have him.
Goes through training, right.
Yes, it's going to be fun. So another exciting episode of Disruptive Healthcare. We've got our buddy Lynn Hood with Cracker Jack Marketing. Good morning.
Good to be here.
Did you have to drive through that mess this morning?
My theory is that for every drop of rain, people's IQ starts dropping 10 points. And so that's part of our problem. When it rains, the IQs are gone. People just do stupid stuff. Yes, it was a horrible mess this morning.
I'm sorry you had to suffer through that, Lynn.
I think we need to arrange this so I could just do it from bed.
We'll work on that.
Call in, lay there in bed, and I'd know what I have on.
You wouldn't even know there was traffic.
Exactly.
So there's some big news, right, in healthcare here in Atlanta?
There is. At least this has made my top news. Has been IndoChoice, which is an Atlanta-grown company based here. We started in 2008.
And what do they do?
They do specialty products for GI doctors. Mm-hmm. And so they do a range. It includes imaging, infection control, diagnostics. Let me look at my note here before I mess up. Devices.
I didn't mean to stump you on the first question.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's early. It is Monday, right? Devices, diagnostics, infection control, and imaging.
Okay.
And what's exciting is that imaging part of it is new. Mm-hmm. So if you go in for your annual colonoscopy.
Yes.
Or you have to be otherwise scoped along your digestive tract, they make the products that are going to be used. So either end.
Wow. And then so they started here or they're still here?
They started here.
And then what was the news?
Well, the news is that they have acquired a company out of Israel. Well, they have merged with a company out of Israel. Mm-hmm. But the big news was what made that possible was a $43 million infusion from Sequoia Capital.
Wow.
Now, Sequoia Capital, if you don't know them.
Yes, they're big, big time.
They're the big guys. They have little names when they list their portfolio companies. It's people like eBay, Dropbox, wow. Yahoo, Google, the trendsetters. I mean, Sequoia, and let me say it's not just for IndoChoice that this is exciting. The fact that Sequoia is investing in a Southeastern medical device company means that more eyes will be turned on us.
Right.
So it's good for Atlanta, it's good for Georgia, and it's good for the entire Southeast.
Yeah. Do you know anything about how they were able to merge with that Israeli firm? Because Israel has a big startup community as well.
Israel's very strong in startups, and especially in medical technology and medical devices. So the company there is called Peer Medical Limited, and they make an endoscope. And up until now, and for a little bit longer, IndoChoice has not sold endoscopes. Those are coming out of Japan primarily. Pentax, Olympus, Fuji, those are the people that make an endoscope. And an endoscope is a long tube that has a light and a camera on the end.
Right.
And it also has a channel so they can put little objects up through it and do and take snip polyps, take them off, and treat the patient. So it's a long tube with a camera, very
sophisticated. And that makes sense that those camera companies would be involved.
Exactly. And is the optics have improved, the diagnostics have improved. But here's the problem. With a traditional endoscope, there is a camera and a light on the end, which makes sense, kind of like a car headlight, right? Pointing forward. Well, that gives you a 170-degree view. This new company has put cameras and lights on the side.
Oh, wow.
Which means instead of 170, 330-degree view.
Wow.
So Mark Gilreath, who's the president, CEO, and founder of the company, what Mark said about it was it's like driving in a car with the side windows blacked out. You take that off, and all of a sudden you can see all around you. That's an enormous thing. So doctors will be able to find more polyps and when they do their annual exams. It's easier for them to do, faster. So this has been proven. It's got a CE mark, which means you can market it in Europe and other companies that accept that. It's got an FDA clearance. And so now they have to start manufacturing, which is what we announced yesterday. And I have to apologize. I do their public relations. So that's why I'm a little involved with this company. But yesterday, the company announced that they have purchased a manufacturing facility in Germany. So you know German reputation for precision manufacturing optics. So this is a company that's been manufacturing the scope with Israel. But now they are owned by IndoChoice. And so they'll be ramping up. They're looking to hire. So if we have any engineers that want to move to Hamburg.
It's going to be here in town?
It's hiring? Hamburg, Germany.
Oh, okay.
Although IndoChoice will be hiring, they expect 100 to 200 people over the next couple of years.
Wow. A lot of salespeople, I would imagine.
Salespeople as well as the entire support system. Because you figure as the company continues to grow explosively.
You've got to build out that infrastructure.
Yeah. So this is a company that's been on the Inc. 500 for 3 years consecutively. It's one of the fastest growing med tech companies. And it started in 2008.
Wow.
And it was a small startup they presented, and I'm going to give you a great segue here. They presented at SEMDA, the Southeastern Medical Device Association's annual conference, back in 2009. And as a result of that, they met venture capital people who funded them. And that's how they've grown to where they are right now before they got the Sequoia infusion, which did include some of their existing investors. So this leads us into telling you about SEMDA. So we can finish talking about IndoChoice if you want. Terrific company, great spirit. They're packaging things up. They're doing some really unique things. And what the goal is to make it a one-stop shop, basically.
Right.
So instead of having to go to 20-something different manufacturers and vendors to get all these supplies for the GI offices.
It's one place.
One place.
Before you go to SEMDA, and maybe it's going to be part of the answer, I'm almost certain it will be, and we've touched on this before, but why is Georgia become such a bevy of healthcare technology activity? What is it about Georgia? It can't be the grits.
I think it's definitely the grits that are feeling this, or maybe the need. We were talking GI. No. What's interesting is when you have some big companies here, when you have universities like Georgia Tech and Emory, University of Georgia, that are spending at doing a lot of research, you start getting people coming out of there with ideas. Then you have some big companies such as, several of the people over at IndoChoice came out of Given Imaging. If you know about Given Imaging, and we can try and get them on a show and talk, although it's not as much fun because they're the pill cam company.
Right.
Everybody's heard of Given. You swallow a pill, and it goes through your innards and takes pictures along the way to help in diagnostics. So, Given's an Israeli company that had their North American headquarters here. Our good friend David Hartnett over at the Metro Atlanta Chamber worked for them, too. There's a whole network of us Given people in town.
It's probably just a coincidence that all this stuff's happening around that.
Well, so these guys came out of Given. So you have expertise.
Right.
You have people that have their homes here. Great quality of life in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Great place to live.
That's right.
And, you know, we can't forget Hartsfield. Airport,
right, where you can go anywhere in the world.
Within a matter of hours. I think that you can fly, I don't know, I used to know all the statistics on that. But it's amazing where you can get to from Atlanta.
Yeah.
So it's an ideal place to build out a company.
Right.
And so as we build this stock of people.
Of all these
here,
healthcare IT experts and other firms, lots of firms, and it doesn't matter if the firms really fail or not. Because those brains, as long as they're here, they're going to figure out another way to make money and solve some problems.
Exactly. There's a company here that, unfortunately, they had licensed a technology out of Georgia Tech. So they were located here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into the names, although people may know who they are. But they went under. It was just they just had problems getting enough money in, getting enough partnerships.
Well, it's hard. Like, it's difficult. There's a lot of the stars have to align to have success.
Exactly. So the head of their business development has now started up a new company.
Right.
Same model, same type, more advanced technology now. But he's using a different business model where he's growing slower. a little bit more organically.
Because he's got scar tissue now. He's learned some stuff. So now he's ready to move forward and give it another shot. And maybe that tweak is what it's going to take to make it
successful.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, and he didn't want to leave. His family's here. He knows the people here. And so that has helped us a lot, I think, as far as why we've grown, both in the medical devices, what we're talking about right now, as well as over in the health IT.
Right. Now, in the medical device, why don't you talk about SEMDA?
So SEMDA is the Southeastern Medical Device Association. It was formed in, I can't back how many years it was, 8 years ago. And we are going to be holding our seventh annual conference on February 19th and 20th. It'll be over here at Georgia Tech, mm-hmm. at the Conference Center, two full days. This year we're including, in addition to medical devices, we're also including health IT, because, and this is a long topic, but health IT, certain areas of it are now being regulated by the FDA,
right.
just like a medical device. Big impact on them. So we're including, but since they face the same challenges.
Right.
So we'll have two different tracks with this. One track will be companies presenting to investors.
Right.
And Angela Sinton, who's heading that up in medical device marketing, is her usual company. Angela's done a terrific job. We have got exciting companies that are going to be presenting. Very strong, very
about
dynamic.
How many companies present?
We'll have 20. We have 20 slots this year. We may cut it down depending on how many people we actually have, but we'll have at least 16 and possibly 20 companies presenting. And we'll have those ready to announce in a couple of weeks.
Now, when they present, do they get up on stage and present? And are they peppered with questions or just straight presentation? What's the format?
It's interesting. We have one of the longer presentations. They get 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
20 times 15, that's a full day.
That's two full. It's over 2 days. They get a chance to have a bathroom break. So compared to Venture Atlanta, where
right, what
we
do you
were
get, a couple minutes,
7 minutes,
right?
No, six. I'm six. Okay.
Right. We've been to some that are three, right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
How they do it?
You got to boil it down. You really need a really good marketing person to help you boil that down. Let me just say.
But I'll tell you, the advanced press on Venture Atlanta is they do get a lot of support and coaching going into that. They don't just throw them out there.
Right.
It's tremendous. We went through the process this year with Monaco Health, who's been on the program several times. And they went through, we did a mock presentation. And the first time, we were right on the money. And then it kind of grew a little bit because they asked us
questions.
Don't
forget this. Oh, we got to add this.
Well, they asked us questions. Right. Like, oh, we have to answer the questions. And so, but yeah, then you get it down to 7 minutes. It becomes hard to go back out. But for SEMDA, you get up to 15 minutes.
Right.
So they present. They have a little bit of time at the end of that for questions. And then the next person's up. And we'll do four of those in an hour. Mm-hmm. So it gives them a chance, especially with something that's technical. To explain, you really want to explain something like that. What is the market need? Then you want to explain. So let's say you're selling something that will make people not be fat.
Right.
So you talk about, okay, this percentage of Americans are obese, and this is the damage it does to them. We have a device that makes people not fat. And as you can imagine, there's going to be a huge demand for this. And this is why you should invest in us. So we know that we had a substantial number of companies from last year. Angela, well, let me see how many. We had a substantial number of companies last year who embarked on funding or some very – it may not be funding from just a venture capitalist or an angel investor. It could be a company that goes, I like that.
I'm just going to buy them. Right,
I'm going to license it out. I'm just going to invest some money in them.
Right.
So you can have the companies do something.
So the company kind of uses this as a little of their R&D, that somebody else is coming up with ideas and they're going, you know what, that sounds pretty good. And we can just work with them instead of putting up one of our people on it.
Exactly. And a lot of the pharmaceutical and medical device companies are doing
that. Does that happen a lot or it's happening more often?
More often, especially for the pharmaceutical companies. If they can find something
that's kind of close or in the ballpark, you're like, you know what, let's get them here and then we can tweak it from there.
The other interesting thing that you see with this is that the further along they are, the less risk, the more it costs to get in.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So if they go in early, and it's mighty risky. You can get a big return for your money, but so, and some of them do that early stage, and then some of them they like doing a little bit later. Let's see some proof that this is going to work.
So there's a lot more people kind of bootstrapping or taking less and as much investment early in order to build it out a little more.
Well, yeah, There's most people take whatever they can get along the way.
Sure.
As long as they're not having to give up too much of the company. And that's the other thing. How
balance.
Much are you giving up? You know, do you lose all your value? Do you no longer have control?
Right.
It's an interesting area.
So now at the conference, these people are going to present. So there you mentioned two tracks.
Two tracks. So the second track is programming, educational.
Education.
So we'll talk about, I think that one of the things on the track this year is we're going to have some lawyers present, do kind of a play acting type thing where they're presenting to top management and talking about what are the big challenges facing medical devices this year. And MDDS, which is the medical device development systems, which are the software.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have that. We've got a lineup of speakers that's incredible. We've got Dr. Jeffrey Schurin coming in. He is the head of FDA's medical device area.
You're getting from the horse's mouth here, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And hopefully nobody will want to throw apples or anything at that horse. But the FDA and their compliance is always a thorn in the side. And yet, as consumers, we have to go, yes, sir, Bob, I want that knee tested before you put it in me. So we have the head of FDA. We've got Pat Mackin, who's a senior vice president with Medtronic. He's going to be speaking. We have a gala on the night of the 19th over at the Biltmore. And so he'll be our gala speaker. We've got, I have to come back and tell you some of the other speakers. I've just been working on putting it together. And I have two I can't say yet that we're announcing next week.
Now, you mentioned.
But check the website.
No. And what's the website?
SEMDA.net. SEMDA.net.
Now, when these companies that are presenting, do they, when they present, then they're done? And I've been to some events where after they're done, they have like kind of a little table where that if somebody wanted to talk to them further, is that the format?
I think we'll have some, they'll be easy to find. This is a fairly small conference. We have, last year we had 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
And so all focused on medical device, which is a lot of fun. They'll be available to talk to the investors. We also put together a 150-page book that is given out, and it's got all the information. It's got the two-page summary on them as well as their PowerPoint slides that they give. And so that investors have this information, they can take notes along the way, and they use that to be able to get back in touch with the companies.
So is the roster locked down, or are you still opening it up to other people to present?
Well, the presenting company closed out this week.
Okay.
And then what will happen, and it was interesting, we talked about Venture Atlanta doing the mentoring for them.
Right, right.
Well, SEMDA does the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So they will be assigned, I think, an industry CEO, a VC, as well as people in law, accounting, and not marketing, one other area, operations, but they get a team of people who will work with them to help them fine-tune their presentation. And we've had comments from people in the past that it's just tremendously helpful.
Does it cost money to present?
It costs, there is a charge. It doesn't, we don't charge to apply to present.
Right.
And if they're selected, it costs $750, and that includes two admissions to the conference.
Uh-huh. And plus all that coaching and all that.
And all that coaching, the presentation, and that sort of thing.
Right.
So it's a good deal. And it's something that the board of directors and the planning committee have very purposefully tried to keep this affordable.
Right.
Even the cost to attend is not that high.
And to apply, though, is free.
Applying is free.
Right.
And we'll also have posters. And so those are coming from the universities. In fact, we have someone from Clemson who's organizing that. Because this isn't just a Georgia group. This is for the Southeast.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll have people come in from all over. But we'll have posters. We'll have 10 posters. And some of those will be from universities on very early stage. And some of them will be people who are too early stage to really present but want to be able to get that exposure.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I know you also do some work with TAG. TAG Health?
Yes.
This is one busy lady.
I try. So we have TAG Health has got their program laid out for the year. And we talked to a lot of people last night. I was over at the TAG Society mixer. Y'all should have been there.
Well, everybody else would have given us a heads up. Maybe we would have been there.
It was very.
We have a guy we send to these kind of things.
We should just give Lynn the whole remote broadcast kit and just have her go do it.
I just wander around.
Right.
That'd be fun. So,
we can do that.
We can make that happen.
That can happen. Yeah,
we can equip her for SEMDA and the whole bit, right?
I tell you, it was very crowded, and a lot of activity there. Mm-hmm. And it's an opportunity for people to come into TAG, Technology Association right. of Georgia, and see what their different societies are, because I think they have over 30 societies these days.
Right.
So the one I work with is TAG Health,
sure,
and which is focused on health IT. And so we have two events coming up. The first one is going to be down at the state capitol. It's on the 24th, so another couple of weeks.
They do a lot of legislative stuff, right?
They do. TAG does. TAG and the Metro Atlanta Chamber both coordinate to help in HIMSS, which is a health IT organization. They all work together to try and make sure that companies can continue to grow in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And that no one accidentally or on purpose includes any legislation that would prevent that.
Sure.
So, and there's certain things. For example, TAG and the MAC have worked for a long time to try and have an opportunity for alternative investments from state funds, from state retirement funds. That's something that is moving through. Last year, we had a rally around a seemed very simple little bill, but in actuality, it would have set up a whole nother organization, forced healthcare providers to fund it, would not have allowed anybody to get to the information. It was the ramifications of it
right.
were very long lasting and far more impact than what they originally intended. And so those
unintended consequences.
Yes. Yes.
So what are some areas of concern this year?
I think it's the same ones. How do we meet the challenges from the that are coming from national, that are part of the Healthcare Act? I think information is one of the big ones. Who owns the information that is in your records, that is in your healthcare, that's in your insurance? Who owns that information? That's generally one that comes up. I have a guy that I talked to that's going to come on our program sometime soon that tracks all the this on a national and a local basis.
Uh-huh.
And so Bill Kitchen, who has got a long, I want to say a lifetime, but makes him sound too old. but Bill has a wealth of knowledge in this area. So, but one of the things that the Health IT group is trying to do, TAG Health is trying to do with this meeting, is not just to educate us and get us down there, is to bring in, the reason we have it down at the state capitol, down at the in the legislative chambers, is that the legislators can come and learn why
right.
is health IT important to Georgia.
Now, and we talk about this pretty much every show, Atlanta, Georgia is the leader in healthcare IT.
The nation's capital.
Right?
Sure thing. And I got some new numbers for you. The Metro Atlanta Chamber came out with some new numbers, new estimates on the number of people employed mm-hmm. in health IT. 28,000.
That's impressive.
Now, speaking of employment and jobs, there's some TAG event around that, isn't
there?
Very
good. There is. And so last year, to help bring together those people, so when you've got 28,000 people, you need to hire more generally because they come and they go. So last year, we did a job fair, career mm-hmm. fair. And had 200 or 300 people participate in it, about 20 companies that came and recruited. It was very successful. Everyone associated gave it very high marks. So we're doing it again this year. It will be on March the 28th, and it will be held down at Georgia State University in their student center.
Mm-hmm.
But as I told several people who had just a wee bit of gray in their hair last night, that we're not looking just for students. These companies are looking for seasoned
right, that have been
IT
there, done
professionals.
There, right.
Yes, yes. And so there's a lot of opportunities out there. People have very specialized knowledge. Sometimes they're just looking for someone that understands a specific piece of software.
Sure.
And sometimes they're looking for someone with expertise in the health IT field.
And those people may be in other parts of the world, right?
Yeah, if they want to come to Atlanta.
So we got to get the word out
down.
All over the place.
Come on down.
So that there's opportunity here.
That's why internet radio is so
see,
fabulous.
It all works together.
this is a great. The information is on for both of these meetings as well as the rest of the meetings for TAG for the year. It's posted online. It's at tagonline.org. TAGonline.org is TAG's website.
And then you got to find the health.
And then you just look under societies and alphabetical. It goes to the health. And there's information to sign up. Now, we do charge people who want to attend $10.
Right.
That's primarily to make sure that people kind of take it seriously and show up. And there's also an opportunity for any companies that are looking to hire to participate. And the price ranges on that as far as how much of a booth or...
So there's going to be booths? That's the format?
It's basically a booth where they have put a couple of recruiters, you know, put some recruiters in to meet with the people and talk with them. And I know that we're going to have good participation. Like last night, I talked to several people who were either interested in applying for jobs or interested in hiring for jobs.
Right. And so then they can go there and then set up a booth and kind of woo those prospective employees.
Exactly. It's a great place to do some interviews. The other thing is it gives them a very discounted use of TAG's job board, which is for everyone. But TAG has a very active job board with all those tech jobs.
That's how I got this radio host job.
Is it? You found it on the job board? No training necessary.
Show up here. It was that or Craigslist? I don't remember which one.
Craigslist is scarier.
So we didn't ask about SEMDA. Is it open to anyone?
SEMDA is open to anybody that wants to come. That's right. So SEMDA.net, SEMDA.net. Registration is going on now. It's reasonably priced. I mean, we try and keep it for full 2 days, including a gala dinner and all your meals. Can't beat it. It's almost as good as the summit.
And then TAG Health is TAG Online.
TAGonline.org. Mm-hmm. And for those, again, open to anybody. If you're not a TAG member, you have to pay. One of the greatest deals going in town is TAG membership. You can attend any one of their 30-something groups. They're all open. Mm-hmm. And you can go in for free. So I'm a member of TAG Health is the one I participate in. But if I want to go to TAG Marketing,
right.
I can go.
You can go wherever you want, right?
Yeah, yeah. And occasionally they'll bring in a really big speaker, in which case you have to fork out $10.
Right.
So it was last night's big party was free.
And it's great that Atlanta has the Metro Atlanta Chamber and plus TAG, and then they work together.
Yeah, they collaborate. That's fantastic.
That helps make the community more robust.
One of the things we hear from people when they come in here is how pleased they are and surprised to see this sense of community, that people really do work together.
Right.
That companies that are competitive will be sitting on the same boards next to each other.
Right.
When we go down to the Metro Atlanta Chamber and look at their Bioscience Leadership Council, and it's being led by Greenway and McKesson in there, and the guys know each other and work well.
Right.
It's a great sense of community, and it benefits everybody because you can pull these people together when you have a cause or when you need something. And now they may compete for customers and they may compete for employees.
Right.
But they understand that having a cluster
here, it serves everybody.
Yes. Builds it really builds a common good.
That's
floats
right.
everybody's boat.
And that's why we're number one.
We're number one.
IT. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest, and I'm sure we'll be having some of these companies come on the air over the next few weeks so we can hear their stories.
We got some exciting stories to tell.
And we're gonna get this Kitchens guy. And
Bill Kitchen,
we're going to get him in here. I really want to talk with that guy.
Good, good. Now he said I talked to him yesterday, and he said he'd be delighted to come.
Outstanding.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next week on Disruptive Healthcare.